Mental health patients are being kept waiting in Hobart's biggest emergency department for up to 6 days because of a shortage of beds in the psychiatric ward. The head of the Tasmanian branch of the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatry says the state's public mental health system is in the worst shape he's seen in 20 years. Rhianna Whitson reports.
Emergency department wait times in Tasmania lag well behind many other parts of Australia, and new figures released by the Tasmanian government show from the financial year to March, mental health patients at the Royal Hobart Hospital have waited as long as 6 days in the emergency department.
Well, this is the longest it's been in the last 20 years.
That's Milford MacArthur from the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatry.
There are often up to 10 patients there in the emergency department waiting between 1 to 4 days would be the most common.
A recent inquiry into the state's health system heard a man committed suicide in the emergency department waiting room of the Royal Hobart Hospital. And last year, the Australasian College for Emergency Medicine warned overcrowding at the Hobart Hospital was so bad it could cost lives. Emily Shepherd from the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation says the pressure is taking its toll on patients and staff.
Obviously, there's a level of frustration.
A staff member from the Royal Hobart Hospital, who we can't name, says last week a man suffering from severe depression waited in the ED for almost 4 days. The staff member's statement was voiced by an actor.
With that many psych patients in cubicles, the ED is less able to deal with the physically unwell people that present. It's only going to get worse because of the awareness around mental health, and the government doesn't seem to be doing anything about it.
The government's plans to open up new mental health beds at the nearby Mistral Place, which would relieve some of the pressure on the ED, have been delayed due to engineering issues. And there are also major concerns about the redeveloped Royal Hobart Hospital's K Block, which is due to open next year.
K Block won't be big enough. It's in the wrong place. It doesn't have open space. It doesn't have the therapeutic amenity that a modern psychiatric unit will have. We would prefer that we didn't go there and we waited for something better for our patients rather than something on the second and third floors of a general hospital.
In a statement, a spokeswoman for the Tasmanian Health Minister acknowledged the pressure faced by the Royal, saying this year's budget commences the government's $95 million plan to build a better mental health system, including investment in community-based support. The College of Psychiatry, though, says there's no long-term solution in sight.
But at least we're heading towards short and medium term, but long-term solution's the key. That is to have a large enough and correctly sized and fitted out psychiatric unit for the long term for the people of Tasmania.
That's Milford MacArthur from the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatry, ending Rhianna Whitson's report.